Hey, fabulous people. Happy New Year and welcome to the first Get a Hand Up podcast of 2018, giving you an even bigger hand up in your business and your marketing in the new year. I'm thrilled to have you tuning in and thrilled to be back on the podcast. There was a little holiday break there, but that's what holidays are for, I suppose. As always, I have with me in the studio the impatient, the learned nothing over holiday break. Go ahead.
I am Matt Murdock today.
Matt Murdock.
A.K.A. Daredevil.
Oh, wait. Are we talking Marvel Universe or A-Team?
Marvel Universe. How dare you insult the podcast people?
I knew this was going to happen. Okay.
I may be blind, but I'm not ignorant to what I am, what part from. Come on, Camille. Start off the new year on the wrong foot. Wait. My applause.
Mr. Murdock.
Yes.
I've already forgotten your first name. What was it?
Matt. Daredevil. I'm Daredevil.
Oh, Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
That actually suits your personality, and that's what frightens me.
You're the one that took a holiday break.
I actually didn't. I'm just trying to resonate with the people tuned in.
Yeah. Well, we needed it.
Well, speaking of holiday breaks, we are approximately 360 days away from the next New Year celebration. And if you tuned into this podcast, you probably saw the title of it first, The 10 Commandments of Marketing in 2018. And you may have thought, wow, that's a pretty bold title. Well, let me tell you something. By commandments, I certainly don't mean anything religious by any means. I literally, bless you, Daredevil, Gesundheit, whatever, salut. I literally mean command over your business. I mean taking control over your business, your bottom line, your peace of mind, all of it. Because 360 days from now, it's either A, going to be a genuinely new year, if you follow these tips, or B, it's going to be just another day. And that's why I'm calling these commandments. You know, resolutions are a dime a dozen. And studies show that 99% of them are out the window by February anyway. So these are commandments. I want you to write these down. I want you to actually, you know, dedicate yourself to these throughout the year because they will change everything for your business, for your marketing, and even your own understanding of yourself within your business, which most people never even think about. So without further ado, let's get to it. I've broken it down into categories. And so it's a little bit easier to understand that way, I think. And I'm going to start with the category that was the basic foundation of my digital marketing career just as I was coming into my geekdom for the first time, and that was SEO. So commandment number one is I will build my backlink profile. It is now 2018, and there are two groups of people who exist who really shouldn't. The first group are people who don't understand what a backlink is, let alone a backlink profile, and the fact that it can be even more important than any of your SEO tags or titles or anything on your website. So you have to build your backlink profile. SEO is now over 200 variables, and your backlink profile is a huge one. And there are different types of backlinks, and they are critical to the performance of your website, your traffic, your rankings, what you're ranking for, how much traffic you're getting for different search terms. It has a huge impact. So that's commandment number one under SEO, is I will build my backlink profile. And by the way, folks, if you have any questions about any of this, you know my usual spiel. Reach out to me and ask. I don't mind questions. My two cents is always free. If you have a question about anything in the podcast, just get a hold of me. I'm very easy to find. But build your backlink profile. Number two under SEO. I will understand SEO well enough to define my goals. Now, I know that may sound a little bit daunting, especially for people who say, well, I'm not an SEO person, I'm not an SEO, which is actually a noun in and of itself, someone who does SEO. I'm not an SEO, I'm a baker, or I'm a mechanic, or I'm this or that. That's fine. You don't need to be an SEO to understand it well enough to define your goals, because there are people all the time who are looking for help, outsourced help, and they say, I want to rank better. Well, rank for what? And how do you want to rank? Would you prefer to rank, or would you prefer to get traffic and leads? And would you prefer to get traffic and leads, or do you want conversions? These are, see how that makes a world of difference in terms of what you feel are your goals? So if you don't understand it well enough, it's sort of like pulling your car into, you know, the shop and saying, you know, I want my tires fixed. Well, what's wrong? Are the tires bad? Are they just a little low on air? Is there maybe a hole in one of them? Is it really an oil change that you need? And unfortunately, too many people don't understand SEO well enough to know what they really want out of marketing. And that leads me back to commandment number one. The second group of people in SEO who should not exist are those who do black hat backlinks and spammy backlinks and BS backlinks. And unfortunately, they are everywhere and they are taking a whole lot of money because it works in short term. And if you are not an SEO and you don't know any better, not only are you going to pay through the nose for this, but you, not your provider, but you will be penalized for this. And I do mean financial penalties, not to mention not being able to show up on Google anymore. But you can be very heavily penalized for this. So be in the know for your SEO. Sorry to drop a little cheese there, but, you know, that's just my style.
You don't have a style.
Oh, that was cold.
So is outside in Jersey.
It is. I don't know whether to comment about the weather or that was just really cold there, Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on. So let's talk about advertising, whether it's PPC, search engine marketing, social media advertising, whatever the case may be. Commandment number one, I will trim the fat. What I mean by that is I have seen so many PPC campaigns, especially in AdWords mostly, but the majority of campaigns I have been asked to audit have been set up by people who think that if they cast as big a net as possible, they will catch more fish. This is not true. This is not how it works in PPC. I see people with campaigns set up that have 2,000 keywords in there that they're trying to bid on and 20 different ad groups, when the fact that out of the entire setup, only 3 keywords are actually bringing in traffic and only 1 or 2 ads are actually converting. And so it's not only are you throwing away hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, but it would literally be far, far better to run 5 keywords and 2 strong ads and build on top of what works. Don't throw out a mile wide net and waste time and money and all that when you can put in 1 really tasty, juicy piece of bait that works very well, and you can build on that and make it stronger. So that's commandment number 1 in PPC. Commandment number 2. We now live in the age where there are so many tools available to us to help define our target audience, it's not even funny. So, commandment number 2 under PPC is, I will use the new tools available to me to better define my target audience. There is now messenger targeting. There are custom audiences, lookalike audiences, retargeting, remarketing. It's all there, and it's low-hanging fruit, folks, and it's there to help you. It's there to help you reach your true customer. It's there to help you do it at a lower cost. But if you don't know about it, you don't do it. So make that one of your commandments or one of the things that you're dedicated to. Notice I'm not using the word resolution. But make that one of your distinct goals for 2018 to trim the fat and use all of the awesome tools available to you to better define your target audience. You're going to get a higher ROI for less money. It's that simple. So I've got a commandment for strategy. And that is something that even I am guilty of. We're all guilty of this. It's sort of like the cobbler shoes always go barefoot. I will better define my brand message so that my marketing strategy is more successful. People don't want to give their customers or their clientele the impression that there's anything that they can't do. And so the most common mistake there is to have such a broad brand message or brand definition that you end up missing everyone. It's like I mentioned about the mile wide net. If you try to cast a net that wide, all that happens is everyone slips right through. So it's better for you. I remember hearing specific sells. That is so true. It is better for you to very tightly define and hone your brand message, because then you're going to reach the customers who truly want you and need you and understand your value and why they're coming to you. And then your entire marketing strategy, the whole shebang, is going to be 10 times as more effective. Definitely. Daredevil, you're awfully quiet today. That kind of scares me. Do you have anything to add there?
No, just some interesting statistics I was looking up while you were talking was that most businesses repeat the same mistakes, and this is something interesting, when it comes to their marketing, their SEO strategy, their SEM, social media, the same mistakes they usually repeat up to 5 years. So let's take for an example that Facebook has been around for almost like right around 10 years now.
Yeah.
So that means a good 63% of companies have repeated the same mistakes that they vow to fix up to 5 years.
I am so glad you mentioned that for so many reasons.
Please, tell me.
One of them is because if I hear one more business person say, oh, I don't think Facebook is You know, I can't really get leads on Facebook.
That's such BS. And you know, I'm not going to swear on this podcast, even though we should, because only adults listen to it. If an 8-year-old's listening to this, then either we need to get them on Bitcoin or we don't.
That's true. That's like a wunderkind.
Let's just be honest about this. This is, you know, when people say, oh, it's a new me, this is a new business year, blah, 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 that is all BS. There's no such thing as a new anything except for a new product. Your business marketing strategy should always be evolving every day. From, you know, there's nothing stays the same in this world. If everything stayed the same, this would be a boring planet.
And okay. You wouldn't be in business.
No. You know, like, if, put it this way, I'll give the best example. Oh, my business model is the same since I started. I said, okay, well, if Windows 95 was still Windows 95 today, we would have never progressed the way we do with computers. And we just upgraded our computer over the holiday anyway.
Exactly.
And, you know, the thing is, I always tell people when it comes to your marketing on Facebook, do not dismiss Facebook. You may think that, oh, it's for older people. But guess what? Older people have money.
Oh, and if you...
Younger kids have Instagram where they could show off what they want to have later in life, where Facebook has people that have money.
And statistically speaking, as of the close of 2017, not only does Facebook have still the widest demographic, you know, you want to talk about casting a wide net, Facebook still has the widest age range in terms of reaching young people as well as those clear into their 60s and 70s, but also the deepest pockets. Mm-hmm. So if you are looking for C-suite ads, and by C-suite I mean anything from the CEO of a global conglomerate to the owner of a startup, that is where you are going to find your people, your tribe. Mm-hmm. So
that is I totally agree with that.
You know, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because the other thing is tactical. Naturally, after strategic comes tactical. And that is, I will do a thorough audit of my marketing online and offline, if you are still doing offline marketing.
May I interject? I would actually say for a CEO or a company owner, for them not to do it themselves.
Oh, no.
This is where you're someone like yourself or a marketing agency comes in, because you will miss the most critical portions of your marketing strategy, and you will be overcritical about the least important things about your business.
Fabulous point. Let me actually rewrite that one to say, I will get someone extremely qualified to do a thorough audit of my marketing online and offline so that I know if my strategy is on course or if it's drifted over the last year, 2 years, or 5 years, etc. And let me remind you of something. Just because money is still coming in does not mean that your business is still on the course that you had intended a year ago or 5 years ago.
It's evolution. I mean, for you know, this tactical, you have to be very sound. You have to say to yourself, okay, let's say for someone that owns a European car, like, you know, we own a Mercedes, we have to take it to a dealership. It doesn't matter which dealership, but we have to get A service on it and B service on it, which is oil, which is transmission fluid, and so forth. For people that are business owners, small business owners, you could own a lemonade stand on the side corner of your block to a multi-billion dollar corporation. You know, you have to be very tactical. You must be cutting edge on everything, down to from your clientele to even your products and services. This is where third-party agencies come in, and they could best help you resolve issues that you never thought you would ever see because you're not looking at the finer picture. And you are scrolling down. There you go.
I am scrolling down. No, but I feel so strongly about that one, because you are so right about how companies just go year after year and they figure as long as those client checks keep coming in, then everything must be okay. And that couldn't be further from the truth, because checks may be rolling in, payments may be rolling in via credit card, however, but little do you know that your business may have strayed away from your original intentions, whether it was your business plan, whether it was your mission, your value statement, whatever. So many different parts of your business, again, like Daredevil said, strategy, tactics, these are living, breathing things just as much as you and me and a man who calls himself Daredevil.
The man with no fear.
Or some crazy title once a week. It literally is moving, changing all the time, and that's not something you can stop, because all of the platforms that you're using, from the software, the apps, the social media platforms, consumer trends, your client psychology, all of these things are constantly on the move. And that has a huge impact on your strategy and your tactics. And if you don't stop at some point and have a guide, a Sherpa, you know, come in and tell you, like, sort of triangulate your position and tell you where you are, you'll never realize that you've come so far away from where you thought you were.
Mm-hmm. Very much agreed.
Now, I do a lot of audits, ironically, for other marketing agencies. And it's, you know, that expression, what is it, too close to the forest to see the trees?
Yeah.
Something, you probably...
You're so deep in the forest, you can't see it for the trees.
Can't see the forest for the trees. That's what it is, right. So, you know, people are so close to their own forest that they don't see, you know, what has changed and what's happened over the last year, over the last 2 years. And it's also extremely likely that what was your goal 2 years ago should change. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to get that audit all the time.
We should go to the next topic, which is social media, Camille.
We should. In fact, we already touched on one of them, kind of, which is, I will try, this is sort of a double whammy in one, I will try one new platform for my business, and I will master the use of a pre-existing platform. Meaning, if you've been using Facebook for 5 years, especially if you get that audit done and find out that you're not using Facebook to its fullest potential, I want you to choose that one to be the one that you master and harness its full potential, and also try a new platform. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go out and adopt a platform that is not appropriate for your business. Maybe your business doesn't belong on WhatsApp or Snapchat. But there are still some big ones like Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn that are not being fully used. And there's always something that you can add. And often when it comes to social media, once you've created the content, once you've got your content marketing strategy in place, and remember, content marketing and social media go hand in hand, once you've got the strategy in place, it's literally no extra sweat to just add another platform to the mix. So try a new platform, and for one that you're already using, make sure that you master it and start using it to its fullest. That leads right into commandment number 2 under social media. I will shorten the distance between my business and my target customer or client base. What does that mean? Well, social media, you've heard me say this before, is the shortest distance between you and your target audience. The reason is because it is so far-reaching. The majority of people are checking their favorite social media platforms before they use the restroom in the morning.
Or in the restroom.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately.
And that is why I usually don't ask people, hey, can I hold your phone? No. Where has that phone been? But the potential there, there are so many new things that came out in 2017. Hashtag marketing. People no longer just have to follow your brand. They can follow the hashtags that you're using in your content, which means that you can be reaching 10 times as many people if you use the right hashtags. There's messenger marketing. People now don't have the time, patience, or attention span to sign up on one page, go to another page, enter their email, you know, go to their inbox, click confirm. By the time you actually get an email to them, it's already been 5 minutes and they've lost interest.
And let me give a quick anecdote to this. The span of someone that's interested in your brand on first appearance is 18 seconds. This is a statistic that I found out, that when somebody's interested in your brand, services, or products, that you have 18 seconds to capture their information. Anything past 18 seconds or three steps outside of the platform. So for an example, on Facebook, if someone's interested, you have 18 seconds to have them capture, you know, for you to capture the information by having them like your page, following, or subscribing. 18 seconds. And guess what? That statistic is going to drop even further in the next 2 years, probably down to 8 seconds.
Yes, considering 8 seconds, remember the 8 second rule, which is now down to about 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's about how long you have to impress someone when it comes to your digital presence. So your Facebook page, your Instagram, it doesn't matter which platform, your website. Yes, this applies to your website. You have between 6 and 8 seconds before someone has already formed a psychological opinion of your brand, its value, and what it stands for. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine as a human being judged on less than 10 seconds. But your business is every day.
And the other thing about social media that I want to quickly, very quickly touch on is, you may be an 8-to-5 business for your respective whatever you do, but understand that your brand presence online, because it's worldwide, is 24/7, 365, or 366 on a leap year. You have to be fully aware, if you're using hashtag marketing or messenger marketing, that you must be fully aware,
yes,
that your business is 24/7 living, breathing, either on any social media platform at any given time.
And you know what, Daredevil? I'm going to forgive you for calling yourself Daredevil because you brought up such a good point. I have some clients for whom I do social media monitoring and listening. And I do the engagement, you know, engaging with people who engage with the posts, leave comments, things like that. And the one thing that I can tell you is that while it no longer matters when you've made a post, what matters is how engaging that post is. The one thing I can tell you is that come 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30 here on the Eastern Seaboard, engagement starts flooding in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cut off your social monitoring when the office closes, you're missing the lion's share of engagement, and that's when you need to get them.
Understand, and a lot of people don't understand this, a lot of financial institutions, I have friends that work in the banking industry or the credit card industry, a lot of places, because people abuse social media, a lot of places block sites such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, even email clients because of security reasons or so forth. So between the hours, and this is another statistic, Camille, is from 5:01 p.m. for any given time zone to 6:54 a.m., is the highest engagement for hashtags and for video and picture content.
What was that time frame?
From 5:01 p.m. to 6:54 a.m.
I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. I see it myself every day when I'm, you know, checking on promotions.
It's funny. I was actually joking with a friend of mine saying that those statistics are actually like back in the day when you had your cell phone where you had nights and weekends.
Yes, yes.
So you would tell people, don't call me till 7:01 p.m.
That's funny. That's true. It's true.
Yes.
We, you know, when it comes to engagement, which is what matters. It's not how many likes you have. It's how many people are engaging with you. We are now on a nights and weekends type of schedule again. So if you have to, I've said it before, if you have to, outsource to someone who will take care of that night for you, you know, and make sure that at least that evening rush is covered.
Yes.
And, you know, set up some standards. My client is an extremely smart company. They've got a whole spreadsheet of, you know, pre-approved answers and inbound links and everything for engagement. This is definitely not their first rodeo, and they know what they're doing. So.
I'm sorry to interject. I would even go as far as to venture to say is sit down with your marketing team and pre-design comments, you know, responses, just like how you do with your client. Yeah. For after hours. So if people are not in the office to answer questions live for customers or clients and so forth, an after hours team from that specific time from some when the company closes for the day to reopening could give blanket statements and handle situations. Therefore, when people come back in the office, they're able to handle these things and be prepared.
Exactly. And you don't have to worry about someone going on their personal opinion to speak on behalf of your business.
Exactly.
You don't want that to happen.
The last thing you want is a unsanctioned voice to speak on your behalf.
Oh, then you're blaming it on an intern or saying that you got hacked and we're sorry.
Or how Camille blames me for everything here. But any case, we'll go to the last one, which is leadership.
Leadership. This is, you know, you could call it leadership, you could call it personal. I don't care what you call it, but it's going to make a huge difference in your business. Number one, I will get a coach or mentor. And when I say this, okay, it's crazy. People will go out and spend $2,000 on a golf coach to help them improve their swing. But they won't get a life coach, a business coach, a mentor. You know, imagine that you are in uncharted territory or you're dealing with some issues that are unfamiliar to you. If you were in a different city, or say you were out in the middle of the desert, or you're just traveling in another country, how much more quickly and efficiently could you get to your destination if you had a guide?
Mm-hmm.
So why are people so hesitant to reach out to a life coach or a business coach or anything of the sort? They're often, you know, one and the same. But my main point here is to be very, very choosy about who you select as your life coach or your mentor. Don't go for someone based on how many TV appearances they've had, because maybe they just had a great PR person who got them a segment. That doesn't mean they're going to resonate with you. It doesn't mean they're going to understand where you're coming from in your business or your life. And your life impacts your business. So get a life coach. Get one who is very well certified. Get a life coach who, just like business, is constantly improving themselves, constantly adding to their certifications. It's an unregulated industry, so if you don't do your due diligence, you can end up, I've seen some leadership coaches peddling 30-year-old advice at $8,000 a pop. And,
you know, I'm going to interject here. You know, ego doesn't help fuel your business.
No.
Ego doesn't help fuel, you know, your company. Let's go back to the Windows 95 analogy. If you are someone that did well in the Windows 95 era and now we're in Windows 10, you cannot take your Windows 95 mentality and think that you're going to run a company in the Windows 10 environment.
Exactly. And would they ever charge the same for Windows 95?
No.
Now, I mean, could you go out now and say, well, I'm running Windows 95, but I'm going to sell it to you at full retail just as if it were 1995?
Exactly. And that's the problem that, like, we live in a society, and I'm going to kind of go off topic for a moment. I know we're kind of running over our normal time limit. our business, a lot of business owners I've seen are very egotistical. They have to be very egotistical, and they're like, oh, I don't need a life coach. No, that's BS. We all need coaching in our life, mentors and so forth. Like, I rather feel more comfortable and confident to go to someone and say, I don't know how to do this. I need someone to help mentor or teach me. And when you have your clients and customers come to you, they're coming to you because you're the expert in that field, whether you bake cakes or you make shoes. They're coming to you because they expect you to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But if you do not know what you're doing and you're just BSing your way through it, they're not going to do business with you. They're going to go to the next person. And in our day and age, you know, with customers' reviews being more, you know, relevant than they were like 10 years ago, it could take one person that will see through, you know, the ego and say, you know, call you out on it. You don't believe me? What was that thing we saw on Kitchen Nightmares? ABC, Amy's Baking Company?
Amy's Baking Company. Yes, I think everyone's heard about that scandal.
Yeah, those people are just bat S crazy.
And they had the probably, I mean, it was Gordon Ramsay. It was the best quote-unquote coach they ever could have hoped for to save their business.
And instead, they let their ego run them.
Exactly. So make sure you get someone who is very well certified. I can make some recommendations here. I do know there's a woman named Paula Facci. She is amazing. F-A-C-C-I, Paula Facci. She is absolutely amazing, this woman. I'm honored to say that I know her, and this woman is constantly adding to her certification and her skills. And what that means is that those certifications and skills go to better help you. And so if you are willing to drop a couple grand to improve your golf swing or go to Hawaii for a week, then you'd better be willing to spend at least something to help guide you through the waters of life, business, all of it. Because that's what's going to make the difference 360 days from now between whether you're holding a glass of champagne and saying this truly is a new year or it's just another day.
Mm-hmm.
And the final commandment, take care of yourself and what you love. And this is something that any good life coach or business coach will teach you, because if you are burned out, if you've been doing the same thing for a year or 2 years or 5 years, or you're not paying attention to the changes in the industry or society, and you're just trying to drive yourself harder and harder, you know, what happens when you're in a car that's out of gas? The radiator is on its last leg. The transmission has 5 minutes left in its lifespan. It's going to stop running. And that's what can happen with your business. So take care of yourself. Take care of the ones you love. You know, anything can happen in business at any time. Don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid of not failing. Be afraid of not reaching out for help to a good coach and saying, how can I do this better? And if business does fail, if you started up a venture and it's not going the way that you planned, remember that the people that you love are the ones who will be there for you, and they're going to be the ones who help you get back up and push you to do it again, try again.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of yourself and the ones you love.
The best advice I always tell people is the best teacher in life is failure.
Yeah.
Because you will learn the most from it.
I
think Luke said that also in, you know, The Last Jedi. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, the one things that I've always learned from relationships with, you know, for my ex-wife and everything, and even business, is failure is the one teacher that will teach you the most, and you will, you know, appreciate, because you learn from your failures and become a better success.
I remember it was Yoda.
Was it?
It was Yoda.
Yeah, I think it was.
When he made his appearance in The Last Jedi, he...
Spoiler
he,
alert. Thanks, Camille.
Well, hey, it's been out a few weeks now. If you're not already, you know, having seen The Last Jedi, then get with it. But, you know, it is true, and we could go on for an hour on how many famous greats of our time have you know, hailed the value of failure as the best teacher out there. And the one of the first things that a coach will tell you is that it is only through failure. You know, here's one great saying that I love. I do not fail. I succeed at learning at what does not work. I don't fail. I succeed at learning what doesn't work. And it is so true. So folks, those are my 10 commandments to literally regain command of your business, your life, your company, your bottom line, and everything that goes with it, including how well you sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
These are the commandments that are going to make the difference between whether or not, you know, that midnight strike into 2019 is truly, whether you can look back and say, you know what, this really was a new year. We really moved mountains this year, or it's just another day. Mm-hmm. Maybe this year.
I would even venture to say, don't be afraid to hold a company meeting with your executives or even departments, or even just within the four small businesses within your staff, and say, okay, let's set out goals to, you know, let's set out a 3-month goal, 6-month goal, review it at 9 months, and then revise for the 12th month, at the 12th month, to start a new year with newer and better goals.
And make sure you have the expertise with you to help you with those goals, because if you are not an SEO expert, if you're not a social media expert, you don't know if you're setting the right goals.
Exactly.
So get help. You know, that's why we all do different things.
So that being said, let's go ahead and wrap up the podcast, Camille, because I am the engineer. I can't even speak today. As always, reach out to Camille on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on her website,
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn's a good place to reach out to Camille because she lives on LinkedIn. I think she has her own zip code, but you can use the hashtag AskCamille for any questions or even for services. Again, this is not a sales pitch. This is for your business. Sometimes talking to someone that is an expert in that specific field could be the difference between success and failure.
I would rather give you some free advice and direct you to the right resources who can help you flourish than have you not reach out to me at all and think, oh, I can't talk to her unless I'm paying her. No.
But you can reach out to me because I get lonely here.
I'll take care of that, Daredevil. I'm sorry. I'll get you a new Xbox game or something.
She won't.
I will. You just stop.
But no, reach out to us, to Camille at hashtag Ask Camille. Feel free to ask any questions. Again, this podcast do run a little bit longer, but we want you to be fully informed.
That's why it's called a Get a Hand Up podcast. Mm-hmm. So because there's value here, and it will give you a hand up in all parts of your business, especially your marketing. So it was a little bit longer of a podcast, so I want to thank everyone who stuck with us throughout the duration of it, and I hope that you get tons and tons of value from it. So thank you for tuning in. Always remember, this is one thing that has not changed. Time is not replaceable. Money is.
Yes.
I said that backwards, but it's the same thing. Money is replaceable. Time is not. Stop wasting it, folks. Take charge. You know, execute these tips. Reach out with questions. And thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful new year. Happy and healthy to all of you and yours. Thank you for tuning in last year, and take care.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. Take care.